Martin Klein of Within Silence is back on The Antidote. Thanks for coming, Martin.
Thank you very much for having me, Dave.
It's been way too long since we last spoke. You know, the last time was in 2015 when you released your debut, Gallery of Life. Now, I want to get into the latest from Within Silence, but first I'd like to hear a bit about your second album, Return from the Shadows. Now, that release had a song that broke away from your traditional power metal style. On Calling from the Other Side, you went for a heavier, more aggressive sound. At that point, were you just wanting to try something different?
Exactly. Basically, this song was written by Richard Germanos, and he wanted to create more thrash sound. I think he did well. We like this song. We even like to perform this song live, which is great. And I think it's very good to have on the album also songs which are not in the one style. So this was the idea, basically.
Of course, that album, Return from the Shadows, came out 7 years ago. Now the band is back with your third release with Ulterium Records, The Eclipse of Worlds. What's been happening with Within Silence since that last album?
Oh, you can imagine there was a lot of things going, because after Return from the Shadows, I think we were in very good conditions in the band. We played a lot of shows abroad, in Germany, in Switzerland, even in Norway. And there were a lot of plans ahead of us. And definitely our third album was planned to be released definitely earlier. But you know how it is, unfortunately, life changed everything. And then pandemic situation step in. It means our plans had to be postponed. And original idea to release album within 4 years was not working. Then even would be possible to release the album, we had issues with our lineup. We had to find new drummer and also new guitarist. And you can imagine, even we found these members, it took time to, let's say, to know each other, basically.
Right.
And more to train the new material with the band. Therefore, all this cost this 7 years in total delay. However, we are happy that we managed finally, and we are very happy to be back and present our new album.
You must have found that difficult, just sort of stopping the music for that many years.
Yeah, it was very, very bad because, you know, we are, let's say, considered a small band, definitely. And we just agreed in the band that it doesn't make sense to release album when you cannot promote it live, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it's one of the crucial points to go live with the new material and promote on the live shows to our fans. Therefore, it was really painful, especially for bands like our size, to not have this possibility to play the shows.
Well, I suppose we should get into The Eclipse of Worlds, the new album. The opening song is kind of dark. The first verse of Land of Light says, "Today in a world of madness, look around, what can you see? In lives full of sadness, broken destinies and dreams, burning souls are falling down to the ground, lying in the sand." So you got to tell me, why do you think there's such madness in the world?
Because when you look around, even basically I can say that it's connected with the name of the album, Eclipse of the Worlds, and one of the meaning for this, let's say, for this wording, the Eclipse of the World, that sometimes we have feeling that, let's say, evil is more visible. Basically, it is, because even when you are watching, let's say, TV and news, you can see that everybody is focusing on the bad things, you know. And therefore, sometimes we have even feeling that evil is overcoming the good, you know, or that we have feeling that evil is too much attacking us. But we shouldn't forget to stay positive that there is still enough good things around us, but unfortunately it's not so much visible nowadays. So this is the reason for these first sentences. And anyhow, the song is for me quite positive, because okay, there are this let's say maybe a little bit dark message, but still every song basically we have this message of hope. But still, there is something greater. For me as Christian, is definitely this hope to God. And I have still this target of reaching the eternal life and salvation at the very end. So even sometimes we are feeling miserable in some period of our life, still we should keep in mind this, let's say, this main target or focus of our life.
So there is positivity at the end of a dark tunnel.
Yes, definitely. Yes, always there is light.
Something I found that's interesting is that with Slovakia, I only know two bands, and it's you, Within Silence, and Signum Regis, both doing Christian music, both doing power metal. Have you guys ever played together?
Yes, of course we played, and you have good thinking. Basically, I also think in the similar way that there is not so much metal bands in the Slovakia, let's say, which are at least a little bit known abroad. And basically in metal, and especially in melodic metal, it's Signum Regis, definitely an our band. And so why it's like this, why we basically both are, let's say, with this positive message or with a Christian background in the lyric side, I don't know, maybe just coincidence, but basically that's true, because beside this melodic power metal, I would say in Slovakia in general, speaking of metal scene, we have quite good death metal bands, or let's say this extreme metal scene. Mm-hmm. This is definitely more active. But speaking of melodic bands, there is besides Signum Regis and Within Silence, maybe up to 8 bands which are active, or let's say at least somehow well known in Slovakia at least.
Well, something about power metal is that it really isn't overly common in North America. You know, at least compared to the number of bands you find in Slovakia and the rest of Europe. Is that where the majority of your fans are from?
I think, yes, definitely. Most of our fans coming of this power metal subgenre, we can say, yes.
So then, what are the odds of you ever coming to North America to play a show?
Well, we are waiting for a good offer, This is the only thing. Definitely, we will receive good offer. We are ready to go, of course. The similar way I can tell you is also with UK, no? Because I already did some interviews for UK magazines. They also asked why we never played there, but simply we didn't receive some reasonable offer. And top of it, you can see nowadays UK is out of European Union. So for many bands, it's even harder to get played there, no? Due to the economical reasons even.
Well, the only thing that I can offer you is a decent meal at our house and beds for all the band members to sleep in.
Okay, it's a good start, Dave. We'll discuss later what we can do together.
Why don't we get into one of the first singles from The Eclipse of Worlds? Battle Hymn. Fight for your dreams, don't be scared anymore. Guardian angels strike the wicked ones. The blades of their swords will save our souls. A battle hymn is heard in this war. You know, that sort of comes across as sounding like a movie from Marvel. But seriously, how does this fit with Christ's message of peace?
I can explain it better, because for understanding of battle hymn song lyrically, you should maybe a little bit be aware what is content or main idea of the album. Because this time we did a little bit in different way. This time the inspiration for the album is like one theme, and this theme is idea of the spiritual warfare. It means it influenced the lyrical and musical direction. So the main idea, of course, is rooted based in the Bible, we can say, mm-hmm. and what Bible says about battle between good and evil. But this time we also a little bit use more fantasy or imagination. So together we'll be exploring like two worlds. First is the real world we live, we inhabit on this earth, okay? And second is this fantasy or spiritual world. And you can imagine that each action which are done in this real world is somehow transferred in action in this fantasy world. So it means every day when you are doing the decision between good and evil, or when you are facing some tough challenges, you can imagine yourself as some warrior in this fantasy world, really fighting with some dark creatures and demons, of course, with helping of God. Still, as base is this, let's say, this Bible stuff, what it's said about this topic. So this is reason why we have this, let's say, this war terminology, more or less. This in the song also battling, because we consider the song as flag Fleck song of this album and of the idea of this album, basically. So it should be like motivation song, you know, when you sometimes feel really almost without energy and sometimes you just do not have power to overcome yourself, maybe to fight with bad things. And for me, when I heard this song, it really kicked me, you know, and to have some extra motivation to fight again with myself, with bad things, and continue with on my road to the light.
So you do find you have your own spiritual struggles.
Yes, of course. I mean, it's our biggest battle on this earth, you know, to continue for the light, because, you know, you can have great career, you can have everything material in this world, but it never will fill your heart. You know, you would always feel empty. At least in my case, it was like this. And only this, let's say, belief in God or this target or this, let's say, this hope that I will have that this eternal life or salvation, this is what I always keep in mind, and this is what always helped me to go through the struggle times in my life.
That must explain why you brought in the second song off the album, Divine Power.
Divine Power lyrics were written for this song again by Richard Germanos. The song is mostly about focusing to keeping your faith, because what happens when you lose your faith? Then all your battle is basically done, when we are looking from Christian point of view. Because then you are basically lost. If you do not have faith for the God, if you do not trust Him, if you only, let's say, put this fight between good and evil on your own ability, you are lost. Because without God, you cannot overcome, you know, these bad things or evil in general. So this is what we wanted to put in the song, in the lyrics, to also, for me, it's clear, positive song. And main ideas is to present this need of keeping the faith. Because without faith, you are going to lose.
Okay, that brings up an interesting point, because I'm really curious as to who you aim the music of Within Silence to. Is it for Christians, or are you trying to convert those who are non-Christian?
I can tell you that from very beginning of this band, I never did anything for purpose. I just write the music and the ideas about the lyrics from my heart, how I feel and how, as Christian, I see different themes. And you are right, even we are formed as, let's say, Christian band or metal band with Christian message, our music is listened by many or mostly non-Christian people, we can say. And what I expect or what I hope for is that I am not, let's say, naive, I'm not sure if it's a good word, but I do not think that our music will be like turning people from non-believers to Christians, but at least it make impact on them to think about not only material stuff, but to bring them thinking, okay, what if really is there something more, you know, what if, and this is the spark which normally can later blame more into really some connection to Christian belief or to believe in our God. So I just expect this one. At least if some of the listeners, it's the spark there, then it's great. And my expectation is...
I know this is just a short talk because your songs are long.
Yes, exactly.
You know, at least this one isn't almost an hour long, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, I know. But as I told you, we nothing do for a purpose. And if, let's say, also when we're writing the music, if it felt that song is going to be, let's say, a little bit longer, as nowadays is popular, because nowadays you know it very well, all the streaming platform, most popular songs are short songs. For example, like Divine Power, for example, around 3 minutes. But we are somehow not following this trend. And if we feel that the song is good, we just don't want to cut it just for the purpose.
I'm glad you're not following that trend, because sometimes you need long songs.
Exactly. I fully agree. Maybe we have too much of them.
We should speak about the title track of the album. That's one that also brings in another battle theme. The call of nations for liberation is fading in gloom. Our life is agony. the evil rises soon. When my world has come to an end, I will fight the doom. The warrior of the dark is here with his troops. So now it's time for you to give us the answer. Can we win the battle?
We can win the battle, or better say, the battle is already won, you know, because God has this ultimate victory. And it's only up to us if we will give him the chance to help us to overcome the evil and to reach the salvation. So basically, winner is set at in this game, and really it's only on us to select the path to the light so we can reach then the eternal life and salvation, as I mentioned.
You know, something I'm curious about is the people that you socialize with. Are most of them Christian or non-Christian?
I think, as I told you, most of our fans, I think, are non-Christian. Of course, we have good amount of Christian people, definitely. Mm-hmm. But still, I think majority of power metal listeners, you know, we cannot consider as Christian people still. But as I told you, from very beginning of the band, I didn't want to limit myself because, you know, I could even think to myself, okay, it may be not good from marketing point of view to share these messages, maybe better, you know, to be more neutral. But I just wanted to be honest, because when you are doing some art, I think from my perspective, you should be honest on both on artistical side, from music point of view, and also from lyrical point of view. So still this message was still present in the lyrics, therefore I never hidden it. And also in the band, we agreed that this is our, let's say, NDA, we can say, and we want to continue with this message further. It doesn't matter if our listeners are Christians or not.
A little bit earlier, you mentioned about playing shows, playing festivals. Is that the plan for the new album? You're going to be hitting the road again? Because a lot of bands are finding it so expensive to tour and to play shows.
Definitely, we will do it. We even played just before first single was released, we played in Germany, Loud and Proud Festival. And for next year, we have already confirmed some festivals, which we will then publish on our Facebook page and also on our web page, definitely. And there are also plans for other club shows, not only abroad, let's say in Germany and Switzerland and Western countries, let's say, but also here in Czechoslovakia area, or maybe in Hungary as well. So we want to be really kick with the shows as much as possible, because we miss it since I told you 7 years we somehow postponed our plans due to COVID and other reasons. So we are very happy to be able to play live shows again.
That's excellent. I should explain something. The Antidote doesn't normally air long songs, but this time I really want to make an exception. The Eclipse of Worlds finishes with a huge 12.5-minute song, When Worlds Collide. In my opinion, that's actually the best thing Within Silence has ever done.
Oh, thank you very much.
Why don't you tell our listeners what the song is all about?
Basically, speaking again from my message, what I imagined when I was writing the lyrics for this song is that we have this fight on this world. As I told you, for me, this life, in the other words, is really this like battle for saving our soul with help of God, of course, and to reach the salvation. But it's many times said that at the very beginning of your let's say, way here in the life, at the very very end, when you are going, let's say, to die, then you will be very extremely attacked by these evil forces just to grab your soul and to be not able to reach your salvation. And this is exactly about this, that you should still keep also in this very specific and maybe dark times, still keep your faith, and only with help of God, of course, you will be able then to cross the borders between this real life and enter the eternal life. Also, this is the reason why this song is called When Worlds Collide, because then also speaking of our fantasy terminology used for this album as main idea, is that when you are going to die, then these two worlds, this spiritual and let's say this fantasy and this real life, are collide and making this, you know, final eternal life when we can live forever in the glory with God.
You need to tell me, if you had to sum up the Eclipse of Worlds, what would you have to say about the album?
Musically, it's, I think, different what we did before. Not only this lyrical aspect about this, or this battle terminology, you can feel it also from the music, that it's more energetic, I would even say. But it's, on the same way, it's keeping the melodic side. So still we can say it's melodic, uplifting, motivating also album. And speaking of lyrics, as was several times described during our interview, we really did also something different with this side. So we used more fantasy, and also because someone would say that maybe it's concept album, but this album is not concept, because each of us, we have like unique life. And if you write strict line, you know, or storyline for the album, mm-hmm. then it's hard to identify maybe with this story. So therefore, we wanted also let our potential fans to let their fantasy flow, and everybody can identify with this main idea or with this story based on their unique life or unique challenges they have to face their own life.
Wonderful. The Eclipse of Worlds releases December 6th. Are you making the album an early Christmas gift for your fans?
It was not for purpose, but somehow it ended up like this, exactly.
I have to say that this is really a truly great album, Martin. And I got to thank you for coming and sharing it with The Antidote.
Thank you very much, Dave, for having me. And it was a pleasure to talk to you. I'm very happy for your kind words. Thank you very much.